Our scripture text this morning is taken from the Gospel of Luke. Again, we are looking to Luke chapter 2 this morning, beginning with verse 1. It's on page number 1590 in your pew Bibles, I believe. 1590 in your pew Bibles, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Hear now the word of the Lord. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. What's love got to do with it? Love is the heart of Christmas. The fourth candle in our Advent wreath traditionally represents love. Love is at the heart of our Christian faith and the heart of Advent and Christmas. God's love for us, our love for God, and our love for one another. Christmas love. Christmas, the centerpiece of the season, is the gift of God's love, the baby born lying in a manger, our Savior, Jesus. Love expressed in Christmas gifts and generosity, caring and sharing. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Consider love today, the light of God's love as we wrap ourselves around the Advent wreath. The promise of love is seen in the scripture here in this passage. Caesar's census evidences Roman rule in Palestine. The Romans took a census every 14 years for tax purposes, and here a baby born at this time is not a tax break as might be an end-of-the-year baby born in America, but it now added to the tax burden a family ratable, if you will. Every family would return to its tribal headquarters, and therefore Joseph took Mary to Bethlehem, his point of origin. The genealogy points that out. 80-mile trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And there were no Holiday Inns, Hampton Inns, or Best Westerns at that time. Therefore, with all of the family coming in from out of town, it should be no shock or surprise that there was no room for them in the inn. But as it turns out, the innkeeper's love, compassion, and grace is seen in his offering some room in a stable. There's no room in the inn has become a metaphor, a symbol of the Savior's life. And people's hearts and minds, even today, are overcrowded with this world's attentions and affections, even at Christmas time, leaving little room for the babe. He is still put out in the barn. No room in the main house, in so many lives and homes today. We see Mary's obedience as the promise of God was met with some incredulousness, but also faithfulness. How can this be? She asked. Not as a rejection, but a matter of question, perhaps confusion and curiosity. But settling on, may it be to me as you have said, for I am the Lord's servant. Mary's obedience and humble submission shows her devoted love. Whatever God says, I accept. If only God's servants would have this attitude of love in serving the Lord and serving others. We see Joseph's trust and love in evidence. God promised to fulfill a promise and restore David's kingdom, Joseph's forefather. Still not understanding, but accepting according to the measure of his own faith. God still uses human vessels of incarnate love, weak and wondering as we are, to bring the message of his love to the world. We see not only the promise of God's love in this story, but also the power of love, human love. Human love still does illogical things today. Parents making sacrifices out of love on behalf of their children. Friends going out of their way to help friends that they love. Firefighters, first responders in life-threatening situations, perhaps going into a burning building to save others. Soldiers in military service, or sailors, I'll put that in there for my brother-in-law Scott in the Navy. Anyhow, risking life and limb in harm's way for loved ones back home. Missionaries giving time, talent, and treasure for the love of God to share his love with people around the world. That's why I thought it was so appropriate that Doug share the message of our mission this past month. Generosity, giving time and talent and treasure. Don Blair shared Wednesday night from 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love in words and tongue, but in actions and truth. See, God's love shows the power of that love in our lives. God's love for the world is so strong. Human history is centered on this singular event here in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. For God so loved the world. Say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, Romans 5:8 says, you see, at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone dare to die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates, God proves his love toward us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, COVID, or the sword? I stuck that in. As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long and are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, or anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want you to take this personally, for God loves you. God so loves you. The power of his love can transform your life. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God loves you with powerful love. And the pinnacle of love is shown in Bethlehem. God's perfect love, love everlasting, love all-surpassing, love beyond measure, love beyond reason, love divine, all loves excelling. Beloved, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is complete in us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, but we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. Whoever loves God must love his brother. So great is God's love for you. Don't ever doubt it. And reassure one another through this season. For the dimensions of God's love are high and deep, broad and long. God's love is higher than the heavens, high enough to see from heaven and take you home to his heavenly glory. Glory to God in the highest. God's love is deeper than the depths of human depravity, deep enough to reach down to save us from our sins. God's love is wider than the breadth of the whole earth. His love spans the whole world and embraces all peoples. And God's love is longer than our finite experience, eternal and unchanging. God loved you, you personally, individually, before the foundations of the world. Isn't that amazing? God's love never fails and will go on for all eternity. It never fails, it never gives up, never runs out on you and me. His love never fades, his love never changes, has no limit. Love came down at Christmas. Let's close singing that song, Love Came Down at Christmas. Love all lovely, love divine, love was born at Christmas. Stars and angels gave the sign.